Surya Namaskar A. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Try not to lock the knees in extension. Lengthen to a flat back, again being aware of the back of the knees. Bend the knees, place the hands, and Chaturanga Dandasana, float back nice and light. Come forward to upward facing dog. Be aware of the inner ankles, inner thighs reaching up, collarbones wide apart. Tuck the toes, downward facing dog. Match the inhale to the exhale. Bring weight from the outer wrist to the inner wrist, outer foot to the inner foot. Inner thighs back and apart, hips reaching way up. Bend the knees, look between the hands, soft and easy, jump forward. Lengthen to a flat back. Exhale, bow. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Again, be aware of the backs of the knees. Lengthen to a flat back, long in the spine. Bend the knees, place the hands. Chaturanga Dandasana. Don't let your shoulders come below the elbows if you can help it. Swing forward, upward facing dog. Ankles in, inner thighs in, collarbones wide. Inner hands down, tuck the toes, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Externally rotate the upper arms. Try to roll them open, separating the collarbones wide apart. Press the inner foot down, take the inner knee slightly forward, and take the inner thighs back and apart as the hips reach towards the ceiling, matching the inhale to the exhale. Bend the knees, look between the hands, and jump forward. Lengthen to a flat back. Exhale back. Inhale the arms up. Release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Long extension in the spine. Soften the backs of the knees. Lengthening flat back. And Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog. Coming over the tops of the feet. Squeeze the ankles in. Squeeze the inner thighs in. Collarbones open. Downward facing dog. Three points of the pose are essentially moving away from each other, hands, feet, and hips. Bend the knees, look between the hands, jump forward. Lengthen flat, extend the spine, bow forward, inhale the arms up, and release the arms by your sides. Inhale the arms up, bow forward over the legs. Lengthen flat back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Try your best to take a breath in each transition so that you're not just flying through them. We stop at each space. Bend the knees and jump forward. Lengthen to a flat back. Bow. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Surya Namaskar B. Bend the knees. Bring the fingers down towards the toes to sweep the arms up. Utkatasana. No back bend in Utkatasana. Long in the spine. Bow forward over the legs. Lengthen to a flat back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, and downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, in between the hands, turn the back foot down, bring the arms up, Virabhadrasana 1. Deep bend in the front knee, big turn in the left hip forward. Place the hands alongside the front foot, step to Chaturanga Dandasana, don't let the shoulders come too low, solid in the core. Slip forward, upward facing dog. Inner hands down, collarbones wide, reach back, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward, in between the hands, turn the back foot down to the floor, warrior one. Same deep bend in the front knee, turn that back hip forward. Place the hands, Chaturanga Dandasana, upward facing, downward facing. hold and breathe. Bend the knees, look between the hands, jump forward. Lengthen to a flat back. Bow. Bend the knees, Utkatasana. And stand up, Tadasana. Bend the knees, bring the arms up, Utkatasana, and bow forward over strong straight legs. Try not to lock the knees. If the palms come flat to the floor, bring them right alongside the feet if possible. Lengthen to a flat back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down, bring the arms up. Warrior one. Chaturanga Dandasana. Elbows by your sides, collarbones wide, upward facing dog. Use the arms, shoulders open, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Bring the arms up. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing. Downward facing dog. Match the inhale to the exhale. Bring weight from the outer wrist to the inner wrist. Collarbones wide, inner thighs back and apart. Hips reaching way up towards the ceiling. Heels reaching away. Bend the knees and jump forward. Lengthen to a flat back. Bow forward. Bend the knees. Utkatasana. Tadasana. Let's do one more Surya Namaskar beat. Bend the knees, bring the arms up. Utkatasana, chair pose. Bow forward over strong straight legs without locking the knees. Lengthen to a flat back. Extend the spine and Chaturanga Dandasana. Again, not too low. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down, warrior one. Chaturanga Dandasana. Solid in the center, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands, then the back foot down, warrior one. Chaturanga Dandasana. Up dog, and downward facing dog. Bend the knees, look between the hands, and jump forward. Lengthen flat. Bow and Utkatasana. Arms up. And stand up, Tadasana. Separate the feet 3 or so inches apart. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Padangusthasana, take the big toes of the first 2 fingers of each hand, lengthen to a flat back, exhale, bow forward. Try to draw the elbows wide out to the side and shoulders up the back. You're pushing down on the toes as much as you're pulling up on the toes. Don't lock the knees. Nice, lengthen to a flat back. Step on the hands. See if you can bring the palm of the hand underneath the sole of the foot. Try to hit the big toe all the way up into the crease of the wrist. Lengthen to a flat back, which is more constricted. And bow forward. Elbows wide out to the side. Shoulders up the back. Release the hands to your hips. Draw the elbows towards each other. Shoulders on the back. Lengthen to a flat back. And come all the way up to stand. Hands by your sides, walk or jump the feet together, Tadasana. And walk or jump the feet wide apart. Point the right foot, turn the left toes in. Bend the right knee and place the right hand alongside the right ankle, left arm up and over the ear. Uttita Parsva Konasana. I don't use blocks in these poses, but feel free by all means to use block for that right hand in this case. Press the knee into the arm and the arm into the knee. Stick your butt out. Try to get the left thigh to move back in space so the left outer hip lines up with the left outer ankle. As you take the thighs back, roll the trunk open, trying to get the navel to face your side wall, and then reach to that top arm. Roll the top arm down, pinky closer to the floor than the thumb, deep in the armpit. In slow motion with solid legs, pull back up to stand, switch the position of the feet in transition, and come right to Paravrita Parsvakonasana on the second side. Uttita Parsvakonasana. We'll get to Paravrita in a moment. Take the back thigh back in space. Inner thigh moves back, trying to get the right outer hip in line with the right outer ankle. In opposition to that, roll the trunk open, but keep the thighs back. As the trunk rolls open, roll the upper arm down, closing off, deepening the armpit. Extend through the fingers. And slowly, with control of the legs, pull back up to stand, switch the position of the feet, and come right to Paravrita Parsvakonasana now. Keep that back foot grounded as best you can. Press the hands together in prayer in front of the heart, and isometrically pull them apart, which is going to help put the shoulders in the back. They're not going to separate, but you're pressing together as hard as you can and pulling apart as hard as you can. Pull the left hip, the right hip back in line with the right outer knee, and in slow motion, solid legs, pull back up to stand, switch the position of the feet, and come to Paravrita Parsvakonasana on the second side. The right elbow is going to cross the left knee. Hands come to prayer in front of the heart. Using the power of the hands, you can even look at the outer left hip. It wants to line up with the outside of the knee. Try to pull that hip back in line to square up the hips, lengthen the spine, to twist it open using the power of the hands and the arms to open the chest and the shoulders. And in slow motion, back up to stand, parallel feet, walk or jump your feet together. Bend the knees, walk or jump your feet apart. Point the right foot, turn the left toes in. Both legs are straight, arms out to the sides. Trikonasana, come on over, bringing the right hand towards the outside of the right ankle. The legs stay straight, and again, take the inner thighs back and apart. Try to deepen the groins. Rotate the trunk open, navel trying to face the side wall. The top arm is only moving from the extension of the spine, so that arm, if it goes behind the back, should do it from the chest and the sternum, not from the wrist and the fingers. Slowly, with control of your core and straight legs, lift back up. Switch the position of the feet right away and come to Trikonasana on the second side. Left hand down, right arm up. Again, try to get that sense of the extension of the right arm comes from the chest and the spine, not from the wrist and fingers. Inner thighs back and apart, ground down through the inner foot down, inner knee forward, inner thighs back and apart. Rotate the trunk open, get full extension through the arms. Pressing down into the feet, lift up, parallel the feet, switch the position of the feet, right foot points, left foot turns in, and Paravrita Trikonasana. Bow forward, put the left hand on the outside of the right ankle, take the right arm out to the side, check your right wrist that it's the height of the right shoulder, don't let it trail back towards the waist at all. And twist the trunk open by pulling the right hip back and lengthening the right shoulder forward. So lengthening that right side to get extension in the spine and twist open. The same thing with that top arm. It is moving from the chest and the spine and the core rather than the wrist and the fingers. Slowly with control, come on up, switch the position of the feet and transit right into Paravrita Trikonasana on the second side. Right ankle crosses the left, right hand crosses the left ankle. How square you can get your hips. The spine wants to stay between your two legs. The left arm is out to the side at the height of the shoulder, and the twist happens from extension of the spine. Inner thighs back and apart. Spine lengthens forward, grounding through both inner feet, twist open. Solid in the legs. Come all the way back up to center. Parallel the feet. Walk or jump your feet together. Bend the knees. Walk or jump the feet apart. Prasarada. Paddottanasana. A through D. You're going to get your feet nice and wide, though that might change once we get to the first pose. You'll see what I mean. Bring the arms out to the side and up. Bring your hands to your hips. Bow forward halfway to a flat back. Place the hands on the floor. If the palms get to the floor, walk them back so the fingertips or toe tips are in line. And see if you can place your hand on your head on the floor directly between your hands. If your head reaches the floor, it wants to walk directly between your hands so that if you turn side to side, you're looking at your arches. And then you want to walk your feet as close together as possible. If your head is not on the floor, you might even separate your legs more. But ideally, head is on the floor with the feet as close together as possible. Lengthen to a flat back. Bring the hands to the hips. Come on up to stand. Bring the arms out to the sides. Bring the hands to the hips. They won't leave the hips now. Bow all the way forward, bringing the head towards the floor. If it got to the floor the first time, it will get to the floor the second time. It just might need a breath or two. Check the placement of the head. If you can get it to the floor, it wants to be in line with the feet or in line with the arches. Don't lock your knees here. Slowly come all the way back up to stand. Arms out to the sides. Interlace the fingers behind your back. Prasarada Paddottanasana C. Come all the way forward. The head is going to come to the floor if it did so the first two times. Draw the shoulders away from the ears and the arms over the head at the same time, trying to touch the floor with the fingers. Strong, solid legs, strong, solid core. Come all the way up to stand. Arms out to the sides. Hands to your waist. Bow forward halfway. And release the fingers to the toes. Take the big toes of the first two fingers of each hand. Lengthen to a flat back. And bow forward. Head again to the floor. Elbows out to the side. Shoulders up the back. Don't lock the knees. Match the inhale to the exhale. Lengthen to a flat back. Release the hands to the hips. Inhale all the way up. Now this time you're going to bend the knees and try to jump all the way to the front of the mat. Bend the knees and walk or jump to the front of the mat. Tadasana. Bring your hands behind your back in prayer as best you can. If they don't get behind the back, you can always take your wrists or elbows. Step the right foot back about 2.5 feet. Turn that back foot down. Square the hips to the front. And bow forward over the front leg. Collarbones wide apart. You're trying to press the hands fully together. All fingers touching. Heels of the palms touching. Doesn't matter if you can't do that. Square your hips. Lengthen forward. Come all the way up to stand. Step the back foot to meet the front foot, and step the left foot back, turn the back foot down, square the hips to the front, and bow forward. Open the chest, pressing the hands, squaring the hips, stay grounded to both feet, grounded through the inner foot, inner knee forward, inner thighs back and apart. The more you can square the hips, the more you can release your spine forward over that front leg. Slowly back up to stand. Step the back foot to meet the front foot. Hands in prayer in front of the heart. Try not to shake out your wrist. Release the hands by your sides. Bring your right leg into half lotus. And then see if you can bring your right hand behind your back to bind your right foot. Right hand comes behind the back in search of the right foot, and then the left hand comes up in the air. And if you have to, hold the right foot with the left hand and bring the opposite arm up free, bow forward over the legs. If you're bound, you are trying to lower the right knee as close to the left knee as possible. Place the palms flat on the floor if possible, placing them alongside the front foot. Lengthen to a flat back and bring your free hand to your waist. Then come up to stand. Release, Tadasana. Left leg into half lotus. Left arm behind your back to see if you can find the left foot in a bind. So one hand holds the foot, one arm is free and up. Bow forward over the legs. Again, no hyperextension of the standing knee. Trying to get that left knee as close to the right knee as possible. Lengthen to a flat back. I think this is a difficult transition. Free hand comes to the waist and hold. And then come up to stand and release for Tadasana. Bend the right knee and take the right big toe with the first two fingers of the right hand. As best you can, stretch the right leg straight in front of you. If the leg doesn't straighten and the knee is bent, that's fine. Try to keep the right leg right in line with the right hip. You're not going to let it fall out to the right. Don't lock the knee. Don't tuck your pelvis under. Stick the butt out a little bit as best you can. You might even want to stick it out more as you now, with a solid core, take the right leg sideways, but try not to take the pelvis sideways. The pelvis stays pointing forward, just the leg goes out to the side. Bring that right leg back to center and see if you can bow forward for one breath and touch your chin towards your shin. Come on back up and then tell your brain to activate your quad because you're going to keep the right leg elevated and bring your hands to your hips. Don't lean backwards. Don't tuck under. And lower the right leg. Bend the left knee into the chest. Take the big toe of the left foot with the first two fingers of the hand, and as best you can, straighten the left leg out. Try to keep that left leg in line with the left hip so you're not going out to the left. Right leg is grounded, right foot is grounded. Use your belly, stabilize the trunk, and start taking the leg out to the left. But try to keep the pelvis from going with it. You're opening the hip, not turning. Inner thighs back and apart. Slowly come back to the center. See if you can bow forward for that one breath of the forward bend. It's a nice hamstring stretch. Come on back up. And then again, think about your quad because you're going to let go of that leg and bring your hands to your hips. Resist the urge to lean backwards to keep the leg up. In fact, stick your butt out, maybe even lean forward and lift the leg a tiny bit higher. Pull it up and lower the left leg. Tadasana. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Lengthen to a flat back. Chaturanga Dandasana. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Bend the knees, look between the hands, jump forward. Come right into Utkatasana. Bend the knees, bring the arms up. And come up to stand in Tadasana. Thank you so much. That is my version of the Ashtanga Standing Series. There are a couple of little variations thrown in. I hope you enjoyed that. That's a 25-minute quick practice. You can use that as a warm-up and then keep going, or that would be a really lovely practice in and of itself.